Arriva Rockets were a young team in 2019-2020, finishing up that football season at 2-8. Not going to be as young this year, but still going to be a little bit young. We'll talk about that. As joining us here on the preview show is head coach Chris Peterson. And coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Absolutely, Jeff. It's been a while.
It has, Chris. And you've been really busy as an administrator. How have you had time to focus on football-related stuff here over the last few months, when, like, especially in July, when things kind of opened up a little bit for you guys to do things with all of the other responsibilities of trying to get a school year started that you've had to go through?
I'm extremely fortunate to have the help that I've had from my assistant coaches. This year, Isaac Schaefer, who's our PE teacher, kind of took over the strength and conditioning portion for me this summer. He's done a great job with that. My other paid assistant is Austin Stolk, which obviously he does a lot of coaching over here as well. You know, I've kind of had to learn to delegate and give up the reins a little bit with some of those things, and those two guys have really stepped up and just done a tremendous job and been a great asset. And then, you know, Darren Shirky, who stepped down as a paid assistant, I will say, because he's still there pretty much every day helping as a volunteer, and Jake Danner as a volunteer. Those four guys have really picked up the slack and picked up the weight with me having to deal with some of these other things. So extremely fortunate to have those four guys on our staff.
What did you feel like you wanted to try and get done this off season to be prepared? Like I said a moment ago, young last year, still young this year, but certainly not as young with all the experience you gained last year.
Well, I think probably coaches across the state, you know, had some concern with, had a shortened baseball season, and we closed down in March, so you really hadn't had much activities. It was a matter of condensing about really 12 weeks worth into about six. You know, we couldn't start like when we normally would. We couldn't start till July 1st. So, you know, we're still kind of pulling double duty now with weight room stuff and practices, and condensed down our strength conditioning program and crammed it into, you know, five or six less weeks than we normally would. And then from the conditioning side of things, you know, as far as what we do out there during camp and practice right now, it's very similar to what we've done in years past from a conditioning standpoint. And we're still kind of harping on that as we, you know, head into week one, getting guys to where they need to be, because, you know, we've got 19 guys out, and that's pretty much been, I would say, what our average has been over the last six seasons here. And we usually get anywhere from about 16 to 20 guys. We know our numbers are always going to be a little bit low, so, you know, that physical and mental conditioning becomes a large part of our game.
Coach, you guys have always been somebody that really enjoys maybe scheduling that week zero game when you can, and getting that extra game in. This year, none of that allowed with the season being reduced in the amount of weeks for the regular season. Has that impacted you guys much as far as your preparation, or making it different on how you guys go about everything?
Well, I think that, and then you combine it with just starting your district slate week one. You know, it's always nice to have two. And like you said, we always, every time we could, we schedule a week zero game and have three non-district games before you head into your district slate. It's just nice to have those games there to where you can kind of try some things out and see where kids fit in. And, you know, like you said, we were young last year, 19 kids out, 14 of them are upperclassmen. We've got more experience this year. But that being said, you know, we had a lot of bumps and bruises last year, and there's still some things that we have to figure out as we go. And a lot of those things you don't find out until Friday night. I guess on the other hand, you don't have the pressure of worrying about qualifying for the postseason this year. So you do have a little bit more leeway in there, and understanding that, you know, everybody's qualifying for the postseason, number one. But you also want to have a good record and be able to have a higher seed in those things. It's just a different year. I think it's going to be an interesting year to see how it plays out. I really think that the Boys Association, you know, made the right decision as far as, you know, everyone qualifies for the playoffs. I think, number one, it was a good move based on, you know, teams could be shut down here for 14 days. We don't know those things. And number two, I think it's going to be good for them to experiment with, as there have been coaches in the past that have wanted to expand the playoffs, and if not to 32 teams, which we've seen before, to all teams. So I think it's a good experimental year for the state as well.
Coach, will we see the offense be any different this year with so many guys coming back? Will you be able to add or tweak things at all?
You know, I feel like we're very multifaceted the way it is, so I don't know that we'll see too much difference from what we've been through in years past. We'll still run double tight power formations and at times, and we'll still go ahead and spread things out at times. So I feel like there's a few wrinkles we could add in, but outside of that, there's not a whole lot left to the imagination on what we can put in offensively.
What do you think the strengths will be coming into the year?
You know, having those upperclassmen, obviously, and that experience and leadership will be paramount for us, and it'll be key. Having those juniors, you know, they're juniors this year. Last year they were sophomores. It's a big class for us. A lot of them basically had really zero experience. We only had about two or three guys that had true varsity experience last year. They've got another year under the belt. They have another year of growth, both physically and mentally. We've liked what we've seen out of practice so far. So, you know, we're really leaning on our upper class to kind of carry us this year and provide that leadership, and asking guys really to kind of step into new leadership roles that, you know, maybe they haven't prior to this. And, you know, those are the things that you kind of get ironed out and you find out in those first couple weeks of practice. But I do think having that year of experience is going to be extremely beneficial for these kids.
A lot of people talk about the skill guys that you're going to have coming back. What's it look like up front for you?
Well, you know, we do return quite a bit there as well. We did lose Dalton Ehlers. Obviously, that's a big loss for us, a three-year starter, great leader. But, you know, we bring back Cody Von Glahn, who played nose and center for us. So he comes back. We bring back Riley Newman, who is also an offensive guard. Two of those three guys we bring back. And then on the other side, we've got Luke Smith, who saw time last year, and then Jonathan Dose, who also saw time last year up front offensively. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we've got Damian Ehlers, a D-tackle, who'll be back. Cody Von Glahn at nose, as I said. And then, you know, Luke Smith here again, who saw time at D-tackle. And there's a few other guys that could rotate into that position, too. So, you know, only losing one kid, obviously, is extremely beneficial for us. But at the same time, it was a big loss. And then, you know, they know that the loss of Dalton is one that they're going to have to step up in order to fill.
Coach, how much do you want to see the defense grow, and how much better do you think it'll be this upcoming season?
You know, that's kind of probably going to determine what our success level is. You know, our physicality obviously is going to be much better as we have a year's worth of growth in these kids, and they've gotten bigger and stronger. So obviously that's going to be extremely important. And last year, a lot of it was just learning the principles and fundamentals of that defense. You know, with another year of preparation, another year of growth, both mentally and physically, I am interested and excited to see what we do on Friday nights as far as the defense goes, how physically we play, and how well we play responsibility football.
Coach, mentioned the skill guys, the guys that most people talk about, Will Regaler and Cooper Cook, both of them now with a full year of kind of being the guys offensively for you. How do you feel that you're going to see for changes for those two?
Yeah, you know, we bring back our entire backfield between Cooper, Damon, and Will, and they're all just juniors, so, you know, they still have another year after that. I think the biggest improvement we've seen, especially with Coop, you know, taking over at the helm without a whole lot of experience last year, is mentally he's just in a much better place this year, understands the game. You know, kind of has a tendency to slow down for you when you get it a little bit more. So throwing a better ball, like I said, has grown. What we saw at the end of last year from him was his running ability improved so much from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and he just played a more confident physical type of football, and that's what we've seen throughout camp and practice so far this year. And then, of course, Damon in the backfield, he's just an extremely strong kid. You know, he goes at 240 at fullback, and he can move guys around. And then you've got Will, which we can put a tailback, and we slide out to the slot. And obviously, by far and away, our most experienced player. You know, he has a freshman and a sophomore on the defensive side of the ball. He led the team in tackles, and he's probably one of our strongest weapons from that aspect, too. And then, you know, we've got some guys on the edges in our wide receivers and in our slots this year that I think will really step up for us. Some that got some time last year with Braden Kirsch, you know, Andreas Cruz, and Zach Schimmer, who's a senior for us, moving from Carroll. Those three guys, and you throw in Jeffrey Molina and Cody Self, we've got about four or five guys that I can rotate in at those wide receiver, tight end positions, I think, that can contribute for us as well.
Coach, you mentioned Zach Schimmer moving in as a senior athletic kid. He's going to be new to the program. Any other new guys, maybe freshmen, that could step in with the low numbers and have an opportunity to see the field?
At every level, and I know I say this every single year, 8-man to 4A, it's extremely difficult for freshmen to be able to produce and be ready to play physically at the varsity level. We really like what we've seen out of our freshmen. We do only have three this year. It's kind of a small class. I think it's the smallest class we have in our school district right now with only 8 or 9 kids in that class. But Harley Molina, you know, he's had some older brothers go through, Jeffrey, and then Roman Mauricio, who was a great player for us. You know, we've seen really good things and a lot of improvement out of Harley. Then Emmett Newman, you know, that last name obviously sounds familiar.
Yep.
He's got an older brother on the team, Riley, and an older brother, Wyatt. You know, he's got a 6'4 frame right now as a freshman and goes 185, but still learning the game. And then Trent Allen, another freshman for us who play up front. You know, those three guys we're really looking to bring along. We've seen a lot of improvement out of them as they've come through. And, you know, you just hope to mature those guys. Like I said, you know, even at the 8-man level, it's extremely difficult. You know, as I look over the past 6 years, and I can only off the top of my head think of two freshmen who have truly contributed at the varsity level for us. You know, Will obviously being one, and then Drew Shirky really is the only one that comes to mind, you know, and those guys were, I would always say, far ahead of where most kids are mentally and understanding the game. It's just very difficult. But, you know, you try to mix them in on special teams, and if you can get them some time on Friday nights as well, you do that as much as you can. But, you know, those guys have progressed really well, and hopefully will continue to progress throughout the season.
Coach, it doesn't matter which direction you guys go district-wise, north, northwest, or south, it's tough. There's just good teams and stuff in this area no matter which direction you go. How do you like the district, and how does it break down?
I would agree with you. You know, it's going to be difficult any direction we go. So I guess we'll choose the short geographic route. The benefit for us being in the district, or really in the conference, you know, because it's pretty much the Rolling Valley Conference, I think, with the exception of having Audubon in there instead of Cam, you know, our travel is cut down, I would say, by more than in half. You know, our travel, our road games are Audubon, Exira, and Glidden. So that part is extremely beneficial for us. But tough district, you know, Audubon's going to bring, I know they lost some kids, but they've got a lot returning, and they're good. And Glidden, you know, Coon and Exire HK have storied programs, so they're always going to be solid. And, you know, we played Boyer Valley and Woodbine last year, and they return a lot. You know, we struggled against them. And you know, there's not an easy team on the slate, and we understand that. We're going to have to be prepared both mentally and physically every single week to compete in this district. And our kids understand that. And, you know, I think they're excited. I think they're excited at the fact that, you know, we are returning to some normalcy here with football and getting an opportunity to play, you know, after missing a spring season and having a shortened summer season. You know, I think they're just excited to be out there, you know, with their teammates again and having an opportunity to compete. And like I said, extremely difficult district, and we know that. We're going to have to come ready to play every week.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the season getting started. Certainly appreciate your time here today. And I know we'll get out there and see you guys a couple of times this year. So appreciate all the time that you'll be chatting with us all season long.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks.
You bet. Head coach again, Chris Peterson with the Arweva Rockets. We're going to switch over. We'll talk ESAC football with head coach Eric McCullough. That's coming up next here on the Football Preview Show.